This is Joanna Schrader reporting live from Egg Connect Expo here in Orlando, Florida, and I am actually with FFA. And I have two people we're going to chat with today, Phyllis McDonald and Rita Robertson. Phyllis, can you introduce us and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. My name is Phyllis McDonald, and I work for the National FFA Alumni Association, a part of the organization. And we have about 48,000 members nationally. You do not have to have been an FFA member to be an alumni member, and our sole focus is on scholarships, grant money, helping ag teachers, providing opportunities for young people to go to things like our Washington Leadership Conferences. And then our members actually once a year have what's called a State Leaders Conference, in which we try to present workshops, hand out information, and so on to help them as they work with their states on a local level.
Now, how young can you be to join FFA?
FFA starts in the junior high in some areas, not all, but it's junior high and high school age kids. And then from there it does go into collegiate programs. We have PAS and ambassadors.
Okay. And Rita, what do you do?
I work with the foundation, and my particular position is working with individual giving. And so we have the corporate side, we have individual giving for the foundation, and obviously we raise money for FFA organization. So we provide scholarships and funds for WLC, which is a week-long program that where the kids go to Washington, D.C. and participate in meetings and programs of breakout sessions and so forth, focused on leadership. We have about 125 employees, and we are located in all states and Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands.
Wow. Now, do kids have to be farmers to join your organization, or can anybody who's interested in agriculture join your organization?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, one of our largest chapters is in downtown Philadelphia.
Wow.
It's awesome. Yes. We have a chapter in Indianapolis. And so, yes, we're definitely bringing it to the big city. So that's really neat.
Now, what are some of your biggest initiatives you have right now? Or largest programs, maybe?
That's... Well, there are so many. One thing as alumni that we're doing right now is we have what's called Harvest for America, in which we go to different states. Students and affiliates are gathering food to in turn pass out to a gleaners or to other, you know, facilities in their area. We also, in conjunction with Campbell's Soup, are currently working on a barn restoration project. We just finished selecting our 5 barns to do during the year of 2010, and that's a great program too. We use local ag teachers and students from local chapters to do that work. So go online at www.ffa.org and check out any and all information with regard to FFA. You'll find tabs for foundation, alumni, the organization, and lots of information.
You know, just out of curiosity, there's a lot of concern over Haiti, and I know FFA does a lot of charity work. Have you organized any initiatives, or have any of your members, stepped forward on some initiatives to help Haiti after the earthquake?
As far as we know, we're not sure what they're planning on doing. Obviously, they did here in the States with Katrina and with Rita, so they were very involved with that. Seeds of Hope years ago, we raised, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars for that. I'm sure that somebody has something in the process, but at this point, we're not sure.
But overall, this is, the members are very active in charity. In addition to agriculture, they're very active into charity organizations.
Yeah, exactly, definitely. When they come to national convention each year, they always work on Habitat for Humanity and what are some of the other programs?
We do lots of different work throughout the city, cleaning up vacant lots, in some instances, painting areas that might need painting. Same type of thing, gleaning food. So just as much as they possibly can.
Oh, that's wonderful.
One of the largest things that we do is providing scholarships to children as well. We provide over $2 million worth of scholarships each year. And so that's a very, very big part of what we provide, for the students.
Wonderful. Now, this is the first year here at Ag Connect Expo. How did you find it? Was it a valuable show for you to really get your message out?
Well, it was for us. We've really connected with a lot of past members and parents and grandparents, and so we've gotten a lot of good stories and reconnected, you know, with... we have about almost 100 people that we've reconnected with just here. As far as hearing about it, it was through some of our regional directors and their contacts that are here, you know. So,
also, some of FFA's largest sponsors are a part of the show as well. Mm-hmm. And so it's been great to meet some that we already know, some that, you know, we're just meeting for the first time, and see how internationally all this can play a part, you know, for the same common goal.
And it's I might be speaking out here, but people who not everybody here does support the FFA, so this is a good opportunity for other people here to learn more about your organization.
Exactly.
And sponsorship opportunities. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been fun. It's been we've talked to lots of people, and like I said, especially for the first year. So I'm sure next year it'll be bigger and better, and we hope to be here.
And to reiterate, the website for more information on all of your programs is www.ffa.org.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.